There's a new exhibition of the work of the photographer Jet Ulaner Sarachek. Explorations, New Photography by Jet Ulaner Sarachek is on view in the Banco Family Room Gallery of the Banana Factory, 25 West 3rd Street, Southside, Bethlehem, where there'll be a first Friday reception for the work on February 7th. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Jet's new photography in this exhibition are divided up between vividly colored small works that look a bit like the pinhole work she's done in the past and large works that are a combination of beautiful plants and figure work that do a dance together. Photographer Jet Ulaner Sarachek.
The small pieces are iPhone photographs. They're taken with the Hipstamatic app, and those I've been working on as a collection of what really excites me and turns me on. My usual concentration of emotion, mystery, sense of exploration, like what's this all about? For me, these images really speak to, again, these quiet moments. They're very much about solitude. The large formats are more about figures in the landscape. They're actually found images, and then I place them in my garden or in the sea, then re-photograph them. I think the connection is that this is exploring human sexuality, sensuality, where the small pieces are focusing on more solitary exploration without any figures, without relating to the human form.
It's funny. First looking at them, I thought they were pinhole camera. And I know in the past you were a great explorer of pinhole camera. And they have kind of that look of back when you were first exploring, grab a pinhole camera and just see what you can capture from out there. And the other thing I noticed is that it seems like they're like an interior monologue with yourself, and these are more of an exterior monologue. Right. They go very nicely together, where one is more of looking out into the world, and this group with the bodies are more looking inside.
I'm not at all surprised when you said pinhole, because it's just an extension of what I was looking for and capturing in my pinhole images. I've just decided to use a different camera to do the same thing. And it's exciting because they're printed on this gorgeous paper, which is exciting because with a digital print, if you think of iPhone or a camera phone photograph isn't going to be that interesting or exciting or textural, but combination of a shot that really evokes a response, evokes some kind of mystery and sensuality and excitement, that's what it's all about. And the large images, again, are an exploration of the changes that we go through with our own sexuality, sensuality, to combine the figure and a garden. So the garden is nurturing, and to continue to have relationships are nurturing, and that's really where that comes from.
The small ones just have that great joy of discovery that you have in your work. They look excited, joyful. That seems to be something you're able to get onto the palette, onto that glass or whatever magic's inside of that sort of instrument. It's not the tool, it's the end result is important. It could have been done with a shoebox pinhole camera.
Absolutely.
And if you're in love with the shot, it's going to be the same end result if you're a skilled photographer.
I think I've always wanted to explore a larger format. When I began this project, I really didn't have a large format in mind. I've always loved collage work, and I've tried to do collage and montage many times before. Somewhere along the way, I was spending time in my garden and thinking about the human form, and I wanted to just play with some new ideas that were a little more than, you know, an instant love of an image that I wanted to capture and then print. So I started working on these, I guess, 2 years ago, and these evolved from there. And I love that they're kind of sexy and curious. People aren't really sure what's going on here and how these came about, and I like that a lot. I like the whole idea of mystery in art, that you don't always know what's behind it.
I like the juxtapose of whatever the foliage is or the flower is very vivid green growing. The figures are kind of ghostly. They're shimmering in the background, and they're not quite just a pale gray. They have this shimmer to them, but they're very clearly two different things that are in the same space vying for your attention.
I think from spending time in my garden as a photographer, I needed to capture the garden and capture a sense of physicality, bodies, shapes, something organic that was also sexy. I wasn't just going to photograph my garden as it is, which I have done, and some of them have been quite lovely and successful. I wanted more. I wanted to combine this element of the nurturing, the life-giving force of a garden with this sensuality, how they play off each other and how they work together.
the photographer Jet Ulaner Sarachek. Explorations, new photography by Jet Ulaner Sarachek, is on view in the Bianco Family Room Gallery of the Banana Factory, 25 West 3rd Street in South Bethlehem. There'll be a reception for the work on Friday, February 7th, the first Friday. For more information, bananafactory.org or 610-332-1300. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.